Wisconsin is the worst state in the country when it comes to certain disparities between white and minority children. That's the finding of a report the Annie E. Casey Foundation released Tuesday. The study looked at a dozen indicators, from birth weight to the number of kids enrolled in preschool to household poverty. As WUWM's Aaron Toner reports, advocates hope the numbers about educational and economic gaps serve as a wake-up call.
Ken Taylor was not surprised to hear that minority children in Wisconsin are at an extreme disadvantage. He is executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Council on Children and Families.
If we look at education, if we look at employment, if we look at involvement in the juvenile justice system and the child welfare system, if we look at adult incarceration, on every indicator, we see that African-American children are doing worse, in some cases much worse, than other children, particularly white children, in our state.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation report uses census data to rank states based on racial disparities. In one indicator, it found 70% of white children in Wisconsin live in households with middle-class incomes. By contrast, only 20% of black kids fit that category. But those numbers may not paint a totally accurate picture, according to Tim Smeeting. He directs the Institute for Research on Poverty at UW-Madison. Smeeting says the study did not take into account social welfare programs that boost household income.
There are more accurate ways to measure poverty, which include, in particular, the programs that we spend most of our money on to help the poor. Those being the food share program in Wisconsin, that's what our food stamp program is called, and refundable tax credits like the earned income tax credit.
Yet Smeeting agrees the situation is dire for many poor minority families. He says one factor contributing to Wisconsin's worst in the nation ranking is the state's relatively small black population.
They're concentrated in a large central city where they're at a disadvantage, where the schools, it's well known, the schools aren't as good, and where there's a lot more single parenthood and so forth. And that means you're probably going to get worse outcomes, and that's true.
While the national report focuses on economic and educational milestones for children, it does include one health indicator, the number of babies born at a normal birth weight. Many more black babies in Wisconsin, especially in Milwaukee, are born prematurely. Dr. Joffrey Swain is medical director for the City of Milwaukee Health Department. He says preemies are more likely to be sicker as children and adults.
It really shows how difficult it is for black children as a group to get off to a good start in life compared to white children right from birth.
When one part of our community is not doing well, everyone is going to have the burden of trying to figure out how do we be a stronger community or a stronger city or a stronger state or a stronger society.
David Pate is a professor in the UWM Helen Bader School of Social Welfare. He says when one group is faltering, employers have a harder time finding qualified workers. Government safety nets are strained and health costs go up for everyone. Pate believes discrimination is one factor that continues to hold back minorities.
From the job hiring practices in various communities or various agencies to who gets into college or who gets into any other type of service they may need to be able to be self-sufficient. Unfortunately, we are a country that needs to talk more about race and why there is an issue and what structural systems are in place that do not allow for access to be open for everyone.
Pate says an improved public education system would help inner-city families. Ken Taylor at the Wisconsin Council for Children and Families advocates what he calls a two-generation approach to address disparities. He says the public, private, and nonprofit sectors must work together to ensure all kids have good quality education and health care. And for their parents, stakeholders need to invest in training programs that lead to family-supporting jobs. Taylor says it took decades for severe racial disparities to develop in Wisconsin, but solutions require urgency. The report also says by 2018, the majority of children in the United States will be of non-white ethnicity. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.